Don't forget to dial 6 at the end, bitch.
Yeah. You stupid. What?
What?
2007. Yeah.
Awesome. How are you?
Pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good?
Pretty damn good. How are you?
I am just fucking great.
Cool.
How was your New Year's Wii?
Party? It was good.
Yeah?
It was fun.
Did you play a little bit?
Not only did we play Wii, we played Guitar Hero. 1 and 2. Joe?
I'm gonna fucking talk to you.
No.
Now.
Seriously? Listen.
I can't listen. Something's wrong with my ears.
Trust me. Good game.
Alright, whatever.
Good game. I thought it was going to be stupid, but it was good.
Yeah, alright, we'll play my guitar.
I read your little notice here.
I got a little important safety notice for you.
Alright.
This is for all you Wii gamers.
Okay.
Alright, it's like midgets. Tiny ones. Alright.
Sorry, I'm buzzing.
Nintendo sent Ben some strap-ons, because he's a homo. Because he's always doing guys in the butt.
Alright.
With a strap-on. Because his regular penis is broken. Sorry. Do not let go of the remote during gameplay. For example, in a game like Wii Sports Bowling, the ball is thrown by simply releasing the B button.
Okay.
This is what scares me. Mm-hmm. Nintendo wrote this because someone was probably letting go thinking, I gotta let it go like a bowling ball.
Retard.
I can't even imagine letting go of it during the baseball game. Throwing like a little pitch. Throwing like a little pitch. How was your Wii?
It's good. I haven't played it in a while. Well, I've been playing, Wii Sports, but I haven't been playing Zelda.
Marathon Zelda for me tonight. I'm going for it.
Nice.
I'm going for it.
Good idea.
I love that game.
Yeah?
And I don't play it enough. Work gets in the way. Work is stupid. Wii is better than work.
Yeah.
Sounds like I have a grammar problem.
Yeah.
Speaking of grammar problems, did you hear about this Subway Hero Superman?
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear him on David Letterman?
I did not hear him on David Letterman.
He's got some talking problems.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard him on Ron and Fez.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I just missed it.
Yeah.
Hearing it live. He's got a little... Well, talking problem. Not so great on the grammar.
No.
He's a hero, though.
A fucking hero.
Let me tell you.
Amazing.
Would you jump onto a train tracks?
Yeah, sure.
The guy falls down. You don't know the guy. You hear...
did the guy have a seizure? Is that what...
Yeah, the guy had a seizure.
Okay.
You wouldn't laugh at the guy.
I'd probably laugh. I probably wouldn't jump down and help him. I'd probably just laugh.
Should we get to our big surprise?
Big surprise? We got two guests on.
Two guests lined up for you
today. Not at the same time.
No, we can't do that.
Quick little interviews or whatever. Ask them how their holidays are or whatever.
Maybe throw some old Gauntlet questions at them.
Sounds good.
Maybe some.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't know if you know about Rachel.
I'm not a big Rachel knower yet.
Rachel Robot.
We're going to meet her right now?
Yeah.
Alright, wait.
Likes my robot comic.
I'm getting into a robot mode.
Just got into the Heather and Ben Show.
Just get into that?
Yeah, at www.theheatherandbenshow.com.
What is she? Wait, she gets robot comics and what?
The Heather and Ben Show. She'll explain
I've
it to
never
you.
Heard of this show.
Okay, let's see if this works.
thinks he's in a show with Heather.
Okay, so we're going to record on there. And
let's just tell everybody what you're doing. I'm moving my mouse.
See if she accepts. See if this works. Turn up the sound.
Turn it up.
Oh, shit. We should put headphones in, shouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. All right, get those headphones going. Okay. Ben and I wear one pair of earbuds whenever we do an interview. It's, it's pretty gay, but...
Sexy.
It's a little sexy. Especially when neither of us is wearing a shirt. Yeah. Have we ever hugged each other without a shirt on?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Okay, we're waiting. Oh, it's connecting.
Connecting. Oh, okay.
Oh, she denied our invitation.
Rachel.
Maybe we should stop the show.
Alright, pause.
No, maybe we should be good.
Okay, I guess we didn't stop the show.
No, we're not stopping.
I'm gonna sing a little
song.
We'll
just cut it out.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Spunky!
That was a hoot.
It says there's communication error. Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Well, it's a little wild, a little strange. Make your home out on the range.
Start your horse and come along. Can't get a ride if you can't hold on. Singing.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay. What?
Like the cowboy say.
Singing again now.
Yippee-ki-yay.
All right, we're gonna have to cancel our Rachel interview
until the break of day. Ding 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 ding. Rachel Robot. Hey, dude.
Last time on Hey Dude.
This hurts, my butt's on fire. Duty. Indians invented duty. That was Danny.
My fucking best. Danny.
I hate that guy. Alright, I'll do another show.
Alright, you want to see if this works with Amber?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Alright, well, Rachel Robot can't tell us about this something in Heather's show.
It's called the Heather
Show. Ben and Heather Show? I've never heard of that one.
That's another fucking podcast.
Yeah, they're probably great.
Bad. Oh, she's communicating with someone else.
What the hell?
Maybe it's just us. Didn't we have a problem before?
Well, let's try Amber. If it doesn't work, I'm running out of old Nickelodeon songs to sing. All right. So,
let's see if this works.
Do 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 do. We are the Rugrats. Yeah, we're gonna be Rugrats.
So everyone knows Amber from Mom, You're Ruining Our Fort.
A great podcast. Yeah. Check them out on MySpace.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey, Amber.
Not much.
I don't think we're recording, Amber. It should be coming up on
there. Yeah, but we're recording her on there, man.
We're recording already?
Yeah.
What is this computer?
It's a computer.
Alright, can we start from the beginning now?
What do you mean?
Because I just totally screwed up the introduction.
Just shut up.
Alright, you go.
Alright. Hi, Amber. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, Amber.
Thanks for sending me a little chat thing.
No problem.
Amber, do you have your cell phone handy?
Yes, I do.
We've got some big news.
Big news.
Oh, yeah?
We moved up in the world.
We moved up one number.
We moved up a number.
Yeah.
Did you move up to the east side?
Yeah, we got a deluxe apartment in the sky. It's going to be all singing.
Piece of the pie.
Yeah.
All singing show.
Yeah? Really? Yeah. Okay.
Our new number is
718-304-7856.
Whoa.
Okay.
Not three.
So that's for Amber and all the other people. Mostly Amber, because she calls a lot.
Yes.
There's a six on the end of our number now. Hence our stinger.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I just heard myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting a bit of an echo.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Okay. Okay. So, Amber, how was the holidays?
Yeah, how was your New Year's Eve?
I spent it crammed into the corner of a bar cushion thing with one of my high school friends drinking lots of PBR.
Oh,
my goodness.
At the beach.
Ooh. At the beach.
The beach?
Yeah, it's warm in North Carolina, and it's even warmer at the beach, so it was awesome.
You know who's to blame?
And then the next day we played Wii all day.
Nice. You know who's to blame for this warm weather?
Who?
Al Gore.
Fucking Al Gore. When is that guy going to learn?
He's never going to learn.
I'm going to smack him.
Yeah?
With naked parts of my body.
Ew.
Yep. He's kind of sexy.
That's intense.
So, how's that Wii treating you, huh?
Well, have you ever played a Wii before?
I own one.
It's my favorite thing. So you know about the phenomenon known as Wii Arm, right?
Wii Arm? Wii Elbow?
Wii Arm, where you wake up the next morning and your arm is kind of sore and stiff.
Yeah, or it shrinks. Yeah, Wii Arm.
Tiny arm.
It's the same as, like, the jerk-off arm.
See, I guess because... Never mind.
What?
Yeah.
I guess I have a seasoned arm.
You have a seasoned arm?
Yeah. Mine especially hurt on the long ones. It's a little naked gun joke for you.
Good one, Joe.
Thanks. If no one else gets that, I'm going to sound like a perv.
You are a perv.
Mm.
All right, so should we hit Amber up with some...
What?
Some gauntlet questions?
Sure, but this isn't Ice Cream Sandwich Radio.
Yeah, but just some good questions.
Okay.
Amber, who's the youngest person you've ever kicked? Yeah, not kissed, but kicked with your foot.
Probably somebody when I was in, like, first grade, because I was kind of mean.
Where'd you kick them?
Like, in the shin.
Ooh, that hurts.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Alright, next question. The most important question on the gauntlet.
Yeah.
What's on your pizza?
Extra cheese and pineapple.
Oh, you had me at extra cheese. You lost me at pineapple.
Sorry.
You like the warm pineapple on your pizza? I do.
I don't know what it is, but I usually just get half extra cheese and then half extra cheese and pineapple because I can't handle all pineapple.
Yeah. I'll snack on some of that one half with you. Awesome. Okay.
What are the other questions?
How about this one? Are you a Hulkamaniac?
Oh, right.
No, I'm a Brookamaniac.
Whoa, pretty nice. Pretty nice.
New season starting soon, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Hulkamaniac knows best?
Yeah.
Brooke is a freaking champion. She is. She's so tall and
she's like 9'12", I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can crush you. Like, if she was the one that you kicked, the youngest person you kicked, she'd kick back real hard.
There's no way I'm ever kicking Brooke Hogan.
Yeah.
I'd kick her in the face.
Well, she would probably just cry, and then I'd turn around, and Hulk Hogan would be, like, behind me, and then he would...
I'll tell you, if I'm going to die, though, I want it to be because of a Hulk Hogan atomic leg drop.
Ouch.
Shit's atomic, Ben. Yeah. I will kill you.
Probably will kill
you. It's not just some regular wussy leg drop. Like, if you or I did a leg drop to Amber, she'd probably laugh.
Yeah.
She'd be like, ah, ha, ha. If Hulk Hogan came in, jumped up, clacked, boom, she'd be dead. So we can't let her do that.
I'd be...
Don't kick
be
Brooke Hogan, okay? Maybe give her a nice high five.
I'd kick Nick Hogan. That guy's a tool.
Anybody could kick Nick Hogan.
Oh, man, I wouldn't kick him. I would hang him over the ocean and then drop him into
with sharks.
I'd give him a choke slam.
Yeah.
From hell.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'd do to him. That guy sucks.
Wait, would he go to hell because of it, or would... It's just... It's from hell.
The choke slam itself is from hell, but it... Like, once it's done to you, you end up in hell.
All right.
Like James Brown. He's in hell.
He died?
Yeah, he's dead.
But he feels
in
good.
Hell. Not anymore. He feels bad now. Feels real bad.
All right. What was our other questions?
Oh,
Te Gusta Shakira. Shakira.
Little Spanish.
Oh, me gusta Shakira un pequeño. Wait, no. What is...
Yeah.
You got it.
A little bit.
I see.
I don't know if you can see the same thing I'm seeing right now. It's a gigantic poster of Shakira that Ben stole from Sam Goody.
Yep, it's huge.
I don't know how...
Four-part poster.
It's a four-parter.
It
says to be continued on one part.
It needs to be assembled. My poster needed to be assembled.
So. You know those giant posters they have at Sam Goody that look like giant CD albums?
Yeah.
Well, the Sam Goody on Long Island, I guess there's more than one. The one in the mall was closing, and Ben asked for it, and he got it.
Yep.
Awesome.
Her hips don't lie.
Her hips don't lie, so...
Are you guys sharing a brain? What's going on? That's weird.
We always share brains. Me and the guests on our show.
Yeah.
Amber, how does it feel to be the first guest?
I don't have enough money. I rent out parts of my brain.
That's kind of awesome. Then I have, like, a chick brain for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I could, like, know chick things.
Mm-hmm.
Chick.
You could multitask and hold two contrasting ideas in your head at once.
That sounds intense.
It does. Not for me. I'll go home and play my Wii instead.
Play with your Wii?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Amber, how's the projection thing going?
Oh, I'm not there anymore.
What happened?
Because I'm moving soon, so my last day of work was, like, last Thursday.
What movie
Thursday.
Did you see last?
Night at the Museum.
Nice.
It was, I don't know. Really
was it as craptastic as I thought it would be?
It was... The idea was really cool because I like history, but the effects were really bad, and the little kid that plays Ben Stiller's son looked like he was freaking
Doesn't
retarded.
That movie look like it would be like one of those movies you'd see at like an IMAX theater?
It's in IMAX right now.
For like $5 and like it's in 3D and...
Fucking retarded son kids.
Hey, can you guys hold on a little for a second? Okay.
Sing a song.
Alright.
Song movie song.
Well, I sang Hey Dude, I sang the Rugrats theme.
You sang the Rugrats theme?
Well, I went, the Rugrats are coming on TV.
Oh. That song.
Oh.
Okay, I'm back.
Welcome back.
My dad was just telling me that my laundry is done.
Good news.
Good news.
Good news.
What else we gotta talk about? Oh, so Amber, you said you're moving.
Yes.
You're moving to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Brooklyn,
I know. I work in Brooklyn right now.
What?
That's right.
Wow.
I'm a spy.
You're spying.
Yeah, they sent me to Brooklyn to find terrorists.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
Good. I just eat pizza all day.
Oh, cool.
Let me give you a little tip here, Heather.
Oh, Amber.
Heather. Amber. Brooklyn, really good pizza.
Really, huh?
It's a tip. Mm-hmm. It's a free tip.
Okay.
It's a cheat code.
It's a cheat code?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right. So
can you get pineapples on that pizza?
It just depends on where you go.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
They better give me pineapples.
If they don't, you can always go down the block to the fruit and vegetable guy, and he'll give you a pineapple.
Amber's gonna atomic leg drop someone if she doesn't get pineapple on
pizza. Don't mess around with the atomic leg drop. That kills people.
Kills a mass amount of people.
And if it doesn't kill them, the radiation will affect their babies for years.
Oh my god, yo.
That's why Hulk Hogan has, you know, a really tall daughter and a fucked up son.
That makes
atomic
sense.
So much atomic stuff.
Makes sense, yo. Okay, thank you, Amber, for being our first guest of 2007.
And basically ever.
Oh, wow, yeah, I am your first guest of 2007? Awesome, cool. No problem.
You want to give a little plug for your show?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think we're doing this show anymore.
What happened?
Well, because I'm moving, and David and I are really the only people that are, like, serious.
When you're in Brooklyn,
it.
Stop by Ben's house.
And,
we'll do shows.
Yeah. I just have to be guests on, like, everybody's show. Like, Fluff in Brooklyn said that I could be a guest on their show. I already hung out with Adi Karate.
Well, she hung out with them. She didn't even do a show with them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I hung out with them until, like, 5 in the morning. Well, Jamie was trying to sleep, and we were being kind of loud, but I felt really bad.
They do karate. You better watch out.
Yeah, better watch out. They might do an atomic leg drop.
Oh, boy. Imagine Kyle did an atomic leg drop. Earthquake.
An atomic karate chop.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm getting heart palpitations.
Okay.
All right, Heather.
Oh, you keep calling her Heather. What's wrong with
you? I call everybody Heather, because you only know Heathers.
All right.
All right, Amber.
Thank you.
All right.
Dope cheese.
You're welcome. Bye. Dope cheese.
That was Amber, Joe.
Who's Amber?
That was Amber.
I thought everybody you pretend you know you call Heather.
No.
You don't even know anybody named Heather. It's the truth.
I know people.
I know people. Alright, why don't you save this and call it Amber? Amber, great guest. Sorry to hear about our podcast going,
Well, I mean, you could still check it out. I think they have, like, 6 episodes up.
That's a lot of episodes.
You can find the link, on our page. There's a little thing. It says, Mommy, you're ruining our fort.
Check us out.
Are we doing a plug?
I always do plugs.
Oh, okay. At iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com.
In fact, when I'm talking to people in real life, you know, outside of the radio, I do plugs.
Ah.
I'm like, check us out at iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com. Or
that's pretty cool.
Call us at 1, because you can dial 1 to dial out. 718-304-7856.
Nice.
I'm never going to forget that.
All right. Good. Don't.
I'm not going.
All right. So, call our show. Leave some voicemails.
I told Erica's brother, call our show, tell us we're gay. I don't care. Tell us anything. Say, you're a bunch of fucking homos. I'm playing it.
You're playing it on the show?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, anything else we want to talk about?
Oh, boy, you're gross. Did you hear there's another...
What?
Nasty. Did you hear there's another hero in New York? 2 more heroes?
Oh, you mean me?
Baby. Fell out of a window.
I heard about this.
All right, here's the funny part. They say 2 guys, like on the news, they say the 2 guys caught the baby. Not true. No. 1 guy tried to and dropped it. The other guy got the rebound and caught it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Thank God that guy was around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Babies, huh?
Babies.
How did it fall out a window?
I think someone pushed it.
Oh.
Or maybe somebody got really excited. Why are you pushing babies out
I
window?
I push babies. That's my job, man.
You just said you were a hero.
You're a spy in Brooklyn. I push babies out a window.
Well, I'm going to have to go to wherever you push them out and spy on you.
Alright.
Eat pizza. A.K.A. eat pizza.
Okay.
Any
news?
It's some big news. I think you're seeing someone tonight for a date.
It's not a date. Naomi's coming over playing, Curse of Monkey Island. Great game. From LucasArts.
What?
LucasArts, check it out. I stole it.
Check it out, LucasArts. How are you gonna play that game?
I just downloaded it.
Why don't you just advertise to the whole world that you're a criminal?
I'm criminal. I'm a criminal. I'm advertising it.
Wouldn't it be so great if someone arrested you tonight?
Oh, God.
No. George Lucas came right here.
I'll atomic leg drop that asshole.
Someone should, because did you hear Indy 4 is like, now it's going? It's a go? It's green light?
It's totally there, man.
I'll see it.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be the first one online.
It's fucking Indy 4 with Natalie Portman.
Fuck. She's got a little crush on me.
No, she doesn't.
She's not invited to the Moonbase wedding.
What?
She can't come if she's got a crush on me.
That's true.
What's that going to be like?
It's gonna be a little awkward, that's what it's gonna be.
It is. It's gonna be like, alright, you may now kiss the bride on the moon, And we'll moon bounce up and kiss. And then she'll be
How are you going to kiss when you got helmets on and stuff? You can share a helmet?
Yeah. We're going to come in one big We're going to bounce in.
That's awesome.
Fucking Buzz Aldrin's going to be there. Do you see the blog?
I did not.
Check it out. Moonbasewedding.blogspot.com.
Oh, yeah. I have to check that out.
Or is it Moon?
No, it's a Moonbase Wedding.
It is? I forget. Yeah. It's my own blog. I don't even know. Yeah, we're gonna kiss in there.
All right, that sounds cool.
It's gonna be fun to dance the moon base wedding.
That's gonna be awesome. So wait, it's on a moon base,
right?
So it's not right on top of the moon, like
we're having. You know how people have a ceremony outside on Earth?
Oh, right. Like,
oh, we're gonna get married on the beach. Yeah. Fucking on the moon. Beat that shit.
That's pretty cool.
Fucking Tom Cruise and that girl he statutory raped to have a baby.
Oh, Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. They what were they? A castle or something?
Fucking castle's nothing when.
The moon! It's the fucking moon!
I'm sorry, but I'm going to one-up you on this.
What?
Meaning towards Clooney. Mars, bitch.
Talking to Mars.
Sex on Mars.
Oh, man, I'm just
we're not getting married. We're going straight to the honeymoon. Right on Mars. Butt sex on Mars.
George Clooney butt sex on Mars.
Yeah.
He's probably going to do it with his Owen Wilson penis.
Why would he do that?
He's got one. He's got an extra one.
Oh.
Owen Wilson was born with two penis.
Two penis?
Oh!
You're still wearing these.
Because we're...
Okay.
Cool.
Alright. So check us out online. Yeah. In the paper.
Yeah, we're in the paper. The New York Times. Check it out. Front cover tomorrow.
Yeah.
Buy it.
I think it's going to say like a Subway Superman. That's me.
Yeah. It's Ben. He's black.
Yeah.
And it might say, two guys save a baby.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm two guys.
Two guys?
I'm one of those two guys. The one that caught it. Not Butterfingers. Over there.
Butterfingers? All right.
All right.
New number. Remember
718.
304.
7856. 7856.
Don't call that other one.
You might get somebody.
Some guy in Brooklyn's going to answer
He's
you.
Like, what are you calling me for?
I'm spying. I'm eating pizza.
I'm eating pizza over here. All
right.
With no pineapples on it.
Yeah. Alright, dope cheese.
Dope cheese! It was a great show.
We're still recording.
A great show! Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.